The reason why we declared that there's a Zika outbreak is from the beginning of the year, we have noticed from our surveillance system and data that there was an increase in patients attending our outpatient clinics with symptoms of acute fever and rash. And then we took some blood tests and sent for testing, and we had confirmation that there are positive cases with the Zika virus. That led us to the conclusion that the outbreak that we are experiencing of acute fever and rash is caused by the Zika virus.
And how many cases of the outbreak can you confirm?
According to the statistics that we received up until the 31st of January, we have 259 cases with symptoms of Zika virus, with symptoms of acute fever and rash. And we had five confirmed cases positive for Zika virus according to the blood tests that were taken.
And two among them were pregnant women?
According to the five patients, at the moment, none of them are pregnant. We have had other cases. We need to compile that information and verify that there are other cases who presented with symptoms but are pregnant women.
What are your concerns for those who have contracted the virus, especially if they may be pregnant?
We've got evidence from the outbreak that has been happening in South America, that there's been reporting of babies born to mothers who had the Zika virus infection present with microcephaly. And also we have had reports that there has been positive cases with neurological negative impact. So taking that into consideration, we are working with our obstetricians from the obstetric ward and our antenatal clinic to identify any cases that are pregnant mothers who present with symptoms of Zika to be tested and also tested for Zika by taking blood tests, and also to follow up their pregnancies until delivery and see if we are experiencing the same impacts here locally as experienced in South America.
So have you been able to identify the source of this outbreak?
It is a prediction that obviously the start of the outbreak, the possibilities are it could be somebody residing outside of Tonga who was infected with the Zika virus and then traveled to Tonga and then got bitten by the mosquito, and then the mosquito got infected and started the transmission. Or somebody resided in Tonga, traveling overseas and got infected and returned back to Tonga, bitten by the mosquito and then caused the transmission process to occur. But at this point in time, we cannot identify the index case that probably who have brought the infection from overseas or a local who traveled overseas and then brought the infection back.
What's the advice to residents in terms of protecting themselves against infection?
The main target is to try to prevent their exposure to the mosquito, because the Aedes aegypti mosquito is the vector that spreads the infection. So we, during our awareness programs, we advise the people not only to eliminate breeding sites for mosquito, because that can be a source of the vector that transmits the disease, but also we advise patients and people to protect themselves, to use mosquito nets when they sleep during the day. There's mosquito coils that are available. Wear long clothes to protect them from mosquito bites, and also they have access to mosquito repellent. But I think the main important thing is eliminating the breeding sites from the residents, and we do chemical control by spraying important areas to decrease the population of the adult mosquito that transmits the disease.
Does Tonga then require international assistance to deal with the outbreak?
We have sent assistance from other working partners and donors that, to assist us in area of need that we see as a gap in, for us in our local capacity to be able to respond effectively to the outbreak and trying to take it under control.